see his head and so then we take and pull that till it just kind of falls off the bone, all the pieces.
Yeah.
Then you take it, and if you want it rough, you just take your sandwich and mash this meat up.
Yeah.
But in the last few years, we got to where we run it all through a little sausage mill and cut it kind of pretty fine.
Yeah.
And then you take this water that you boil, this skin, and you mix that in all with your meat. But you have your green onions and your garlic and your all kinds of stuff you can put in for flavor, and for seasoning, you call it. And the green onions are the main thing. And you have a lot of setup on this whole one, the big onions too. And then you just pour it out of a big can and let it cool. And you cut that meat just like it is. You don't fry it, you don't cut it in there.
And what call that?
Called dead peas. Old peas have covered everything, you might say, but don't let them know you had any. Because it's going to be good.
If you kept the butter too long, also you'd say the butter was...
Got rancid.
Now, thick sour milk, you kept on hand.
Well, we had clabber.
Clabber?
Yeah. And then we had buttermilk. Take that and put it in the churn and make the butter, and just that, and you have the buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. Now, the kind of food you made from clabber was?
Well, that was, we never did use them to make any kind of cheese except, what do you call it?
Kind of white stuff?
Yes, we put it on a thin piece of cloth, the clabber, and let all the whey drip out of it. And then that left your solid stuff, that was called cottage cheese. But we didn't really call it cottage cheese when back in that, but it was, we did, they called it some kind of cheese when I was a kid, but I don't remember it was cottage cheese.
Is it pot cheese, or smear cake,
or it was
clabber cheese, or sour milk cheese?
Yeah, it was called our clabber cheese.
Clabber cheese?
Yeah, so we made some clabber.
What would be the first thing you do with milk, after milk, if you would?
Drain it, that's good.
Something that is baked in a deep dish with apples, you call it a deep dish apple
cobbler.
Cobbler?
Yeah.
Okay. It was like a fruit pie, you know, it's
a It was called, we call it a cobbler. Make them out of pears or anything. You know, you can make them, cook them about the same way. They had apples up north, we had pears here. So I had a crack up. And peach cobbler. We got plenty of peaches.
You know, people who I like to eat a lot. Sometimes you like to eat a lot, you say they like to put away the...
A glutton.
Yeah. Yeah, but the food you say like to put away the... Do you have a word for it, village?
Well, I heard half of it said it's just a village.
Yeah.
But, I'm better to use that word.
What would you call the sweet liquid you pour over pudding?
Sauce is that we always call it, some kind of sauce that was another mess up for different things.
If you like, if you're going in the kitchen late at night and you want something to eat, you call that a
snack.
Yeah.
Midnight snack.